What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with Jose. You might know him from a little podcast called Dick in the Box. That's right, that's him. That's Jose. That's the one that pretty much got me started into my podcast career, I guess, if you want to call it a career. Yeah, I mean, I give him credit because he's the one that told me what equipment to get. I mean, he's the one pretty much got me started, you know? A lot of you have asked, like, how did I start? I mean, that's him. And we'll get into it on the episode on a little background and how we know each other. But we know each other from college. You know, we're really, really close when we're going to school. Like, sometimes we were like, we'll just spend, like, a long, long time talking. Like, at that point, that's when I was going through my breakup with my ex, the one that you've been hearing a lot of, or you used to hear a lot of. And he was the one, we would have like some deep ass conversations sometimes about like little things and big things, you know. So, you know, me and him, we've always like got along pretty well. And hopefully you can kind of tell, you know, on the episode. And I want to give a special shout out to Cheddar, the creator of Unknown Phenom. He just dropped off the white wedding sweater that if you heard the episode, if you haven't, go check it out. But we were talking about them when they were when they came on, they were barely releasing that as a limited edition item or clothing that you could get from them, and he just dropped it off personally. I just want to give him a shout out. If you haven't heard his episode or their episode, because it's him. It's JJ and Edson. They're the ones that came to represent their brand. You know, I really back them up. I buy their stuff. And, you know, if you haven't, like I said, if you haven't checked out their website, just go to Unknown Phenom Unknown Phenom on Instagram, or just go on their website, unknownphenom.com, and check out their stuff. You know, like, it's not just about clothing with them. It's also about the message. It's about believing in yourself, believing in that on your destiny, pretty much. So, I mean, I'm not even going to go back to it because I don't think I do it justice. Like, just go back to so you can hear from their words, from their mouth. OK. All right. So. Today is Jose. Long time no see. I hadn't seen him for a while. Like, actually, I saw him when we performed together at Unity. In LA, that where I did my stand-up show, he was also a part of it. So I think we get into a little bit into it on the episode, but he came a little late, so he wasn't able to catch my set, and I had to leave early because I only caught like the first half of his set because I had to go to work right after. But you know, we had a great time, and we kind of talk about it a little bit, you know, about like our experience, so how we went through it, how that show was. Quick shout out to Carolina Felix for throwing it and for letting us be part of it, you know. So this week you guys sent me a couple questions, but I don't know if I should even answer them, to tell you the truth. I'm hesitant to answer them because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to put out episode next week. So I want to kind of save it up. Just if you guys could send me more questions, send them to me to let me know on my Instagram or my Facebook. You could just send me a direct message or a message like through a message through Messenger, or email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Send me some questions. Like, I'll answer whatever you want. Like, you want to ask me personal questions about my life, if you just want, if you're going through something that you need some advice, I don't know where. So just send it to me and we'll make an episode just about listener questions, I guess. So yeah, I mean, this week was not really, I didn't really do much. I had the weekend off. I spent it kind of thinking about my future, you know. I don't know, I still kind of don't know what I want to do. I know I want to do something with radio, but I'm not sure. So I mean, also that, and the reason, okay, sorry, let me back up a little bit. The reason why I don't know if I'm gonna release the episode next week is because it's gonna be my 4-year anniversary with my girl on Sunday. So I don't know if I'm gonna be able to record an episode before then, before next week. And I've been having a lot of cancellations lately. So last week I had 3 cancellations, and this week I had 2 cancellations. So I'm not really sure. Like I don't want to ask people like all last minute, because that's, I mean, I feel that's kind of fucked up, you know. And on top of that, like, I kind of need to prepare myself a little bit for the interviews. Like, I don't like going, like, I don't like having people on and not really having the some topics to talk about or to have a conversation. So, I don't know if it's better that I just skip a week and then start brand new. Or you never know. Like, I always tell you guys, I'm going to skip a week. I end up releasing the episode, you know. So right now I'm releasing it. I'm kind of late. Right now it's like about 11 o'clock. I don't have to go to work tomorrow. So that's why probably you're going to hear this episode, because I pretty much spent all night on it. I don't know. This episode was kind of different. I guess a little different, because Jose knows what the fuck. Like, he knows about music. He knows about, like, this kind of stuff, production value and quality and stuff. And I want to make him proud, since he's the one that got me started. I kind of want to, like, make sure it's up to par, you know, up to his standards and up to your standards. Because, you know me, I've always, like, you guys are my priority. I want you guys to be happy, and I want to provide the best quality sound and everything, you know. So I want to make sure it's perfect and it's exactly what I want. Because if not, then I'm going to have to. This is actually like the 4th or 5th time I had to record this intro, because the other ones weren't good enough. Either I ranted too much or I just started out bad. So you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to answer your questions. So I had a question by the homie Luis Sanchez, aka Munchies. He's actually like, I've known him for a long time. He's one of my best friends. And he sent me a question, you know. So he wrote, I got a question for your next podcast. You ever thought about recording your radio sessions and uploading it to YouTube? Sometimes I wish to see your reactions and the reactions of the people you interview with the questions you bust out, and the reactions to your jokes. Now, other than that, keep up the good work, my dude. Echale ganas. So actually, I have thought about uploading to making a video form of the podcast and uploading it to YouTube. The problem with that is, since I edit a lot, I don't know how that's gonna work out with the video form. I was thinking of just doing it live, like recording it live and then putting it up on Instagram and Facebook. But then I feel it's not the same quality. It's not gonna be the same quality, first of all, because I make sure I get exactly the message that the person that's in front of me, like the message that they're trying to bring out. And since I do it, like I said, I edit and I rant, and sometimes there's things that don't really like have nothing to do with the conversation. I just like to hear myself speak. And unfortunately, the person that I'm interviewing, they're here, and I have to decide whether it's exactly what they want. So when I edit, like, I make sure I mostly edit my parts, like the part the times when I'm ranting, because sometimes there's really no, it doesn't make sense, or like it's just my opinion, and I feel like, yeah, you know what, it doesn't really matter what I think. It doesn't really help the person that I'm interviewing, so I just decide to just cut that, you know. And if I was to upload it to YouTube, then I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to cut it, and it'll be much longer and it'd be much rougher. And like I said, I don't know how to work video yet. I'm just now figuring out how to do audio. So I want to get more, like, I want to figure out the audio aspect of it first before I jump in to something brand new. You know, I don't want to be half-assing 2 things. You know, I want to at least kind of have a hang of how to work the audio and be able to improve, you know. There's way more things that I want to do. Like, hopefully I have drops later on, like, I don't know, like a kind of radio station, like bah, 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 like stuff like that, you know. Right now I'm actually like talking to Jose and some other Ralph Retro and the homies from Just Us, and I'm talking to people because I want my own introduction music. You know, when you start out the episode, you always hear it's a different song, and I enjoy it. I like it, but it doesn't really like. I want something that whenever you put on the episode, you know it's me and it's the podcast. Something unique. And I'm right now I'm thinking about what's that exactly? Is it like chunks and pieces of the recording, like of me speaking? Is it just the song? Is it a description of the episode, like of the podcast? I really don't know. So if you guys could help me out with that, well, tell me what you think of that podcast. Tell me like what would be a good introduction song, or like what should it include? Cause I'm lost. You know, I'm very lost. I don't know what I'm doing. I still don't know what I'm doing. Even though you guys, some of you are inspired by me, or like you feel like I'm a role model for you guys. I don't really know. I don't want to blow smoke up my own ass, but I'm still trying to like see how the hell I can improve this podcast, because. Like I said, this is something like I want. The more exposure I get, the better for me, because I want to help all these people. Like I'm a fan of these people. Like I have them on because I like what they're doing. I like what they have to say. I mean, like I said, I'm a fan. That's why I push a lot of those reviews and a lot of those like for you guys to share, because I mean that's the only way I'm gonna be able to grow this make this podcast grow. I'm putting in the effort and I'm putting in the work. And I'm trying to bring the best people. So yeah, so I don't know. Hopefully I didn't rant too much. Hopefully I answered your question, Luis. I could have just texted you, but I appreciate you sending the questions. And guys, please send me questions. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I hope that you could talk to me, because I love talking to you guys. I know this intro is pretty long, and I apologize, Jose, ahead of time. I'm sorry, but I had listener questions and I felt I had to answer them, you know? But before I go, I want to give Mega Man a quick shout out. Mega Man 6980, he's a self-proclaimed hardcore podcast listener. I just want to give him a quick shout out. His daughter, she's gonna have surgery, I think, on Friday, and I just want to tell you guys, if you guys could please keep them in your prayers, if you guys are praying people, if not, just send good vibrations towards him. Good vibes, you know. She's a child, she's a baby, she's a couple months old. She has a tumor in her stomach, I believe, and you know, a 4-inch tumor in her stomach. And just, you know, give good vibrations. Personally, I'm not a religious guy. I used to be once upon a time, but for some reason I separated myself from religion, so I don't want to say pray for him. I mean I respect your choice of whatever religion you are, but if you're a praying person, pray for him. If you're not a praying person, just send good vibrations. Or in my case, I'm gonna make an exception. You know, I'm gonna pray for him, for his daughter, to get out of this surgery with her life. You know, I don't know, kind of grim, I guess, but I really don't know how serious this is. It's a tumor in your stomach, so I'm imagining it's pretty serious, right? So I mean, just keep on like. Say some nice to him, you know, like if you guys are parents, you guys just, I can't say I know how he feels because I have no children, but I could only imagine how it feels, you know, having a child and not being able to help it, or him or her, you know, you're just powerless. You feel, you know, I don't know, it makes you feel like crap, I guess. So just keep them in your thoughts, I guess. Yeah, I think that's better, right? Keep them in your thoughts. All right, guys, well, that's a lot. I spoke a lot. You know, I know this intro is getting kind of long, so I'm just going to leave it at that. So, you know I tell you at the end, but I'm very, very, very thankful for you guys. You know, I appreciate you guys, your support. I appreciate your love, your questions. Keep sending them. I just appreciate you guys. All right, well, you know, I'm going to take a small break, but once... After the song, you're gonna hear the interview of me and Jose. Well, hope you enjoy. What's up, guys? Welcome back. Did you enjoy that song? That's an up-and-coming artist right there. Or maybe it's Jose. We don't know yet. So, I just gave you a clue. My guest on this week's episode is the homie from back in the day, the present day, and even from the future days. Jose, a.k.a. Data Crux, a.k.a. Time.
Be Cryptic.
What else? Did I miss one? Because I haven't seen the choir like a cool minute, so you might have came up with the new moniker.
I know, right?
A little history, a little background about us. He's the one that pretty much taught me everything I know, but he doesn't want to teach me everything he knows because he doesn't want me to be better than him, but it's cool. I understand. Oh, he makes me want to work harder for it, you know? So, yeah. So, man, how are you, man? No, long time no see. How you been?
Yeah, man. It's been a long time coming, man. It's fuck. I remember being in his podcast as your co-host, but a dick in a box podcast, man.
A lot of people, like, they ask me, like, how did you get started? And I'm always just like, man, well, I started with Jose. Yeah. You know, like, he's the one that told me, get this equipment, get that equipment. And then that's how it all started. He's the one that showed me what to do, what button to press, and what buttons not to press. Not to ever touch the cable, because once you touch the cable, no sound comes out. So hopefully I make them proud.
You have, man. I can't believe it, dude. You've been doing it for such a long time, and I love the whole the switch up. It's very the title of your new podcasting is very like legit, bro.
Yeah.
It's very clever with the, you know, Lem and Let Me Know podcast. Yeah. I was like, damn, fam.
Yeah.
This shit, the movement is real, man. You've had insane artists come over here, bro.
Yeah, man.
You've had it and like really talented people, like of the community, everything come through.
Yeah.
And it's been wow, I can't imagine some of the people that you've actually interviewed, man.
So I got, trust me, like the one that I was like really nervous about was like episode 10. It was the paranoias. It's like,
yeah,
fuck,
no, that's
how am I gonna like keep them all interested, keep them all like wanting to talk to me. Like I was like, I was shitting bricks, but they got high, and then I got secondhand, and you know, it was all that's all she wrote, you know, like they didn't really care that much. She's like, hey, we'll just have a good time.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What the, I mean, I feel like that's what the podcast is, just a good time, yeah. You know, like getting, it's just talking, like us talking, and then little by little, I ask you a question about yourself, and then I end up talking about myself somehow, you know?
You got to.
So yeah, man, well, you know what? I like to start every episode by asking how your day is.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So my day has been pretty good, man. You know, I get up around 3 a.m. To get to work at 4, man. So
yeah,
I hustle out of bed every time. It's like, yeah. But man, I do this crazy shit to myself where it's like a technique, like where I only give myself one alarm, bro.
Oh yeah?
One alarm. And I tell myself, like, you only have this one alarm for like no snoozing it or nothing.
Damn.
Yeah, I do that to myself because it's like, this is the only chance I'm going to get it to actually get up.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, it works for me, man. I got to be like a dick to myself. There's no other way.
Man, I feel you. I mean, I work the graveyard shift, you know, like understand how that is. Like,
yeah, that's right.
It's a bitch, but you know, we gotta do what we gotta do. Exactly. If we wanna be successful, you know, we gotta lose some sleep, and hopefully in the long run we'll catch up, you know, once we're successful with many rooms, we'll be able to sleep on one of them, you know?
Exactly, bro.
Hopefully that's the goal.
Definitely the goal. Yeah, man, I'll sleep when I'm dead, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't want to go that dark, that grim, you know, but sure, I mean, that's true.
No, that's my hustle mentality, dude. Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah, thankfully, like, I'm not a person, I don't really crave sleep, bro, honestly. So,
no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're like an insomniac. Like.
Yeah, like, yeah, I've suffered with like insomnia a lot, but yeah. I've learned to kind of tame it, bro, like kind of just naturally.
Oh,
you
yeah?
know, because yeah, I remember like going to the doctor, they want to give me pills for that. I'm like, nah, some of my favorite artists have fucking overdosed on that shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Accidental overdose, by the way, you know, a lot of them. Yeah,
I mean, you get used to it, like, you know, just like anything else, like,
right,
like your body starts, like, you know, developing a tolerism, you know, and then it wants more, like, at some point, you gotta take up the dosage, you know, and then,
yeah, and then
sometimes you just want to sleep for like a cool minute. It's like, man, maybe if I take 3 extra pills that I'm supposed to, I'll get that good sleep, and you know,
yeah,
just
exactly,
you know, hopefully, like, you don't down the future when you get more responsibilities, when you end up headlining EDC, shit, you don't start thinking, man, well, I need to sleep before I should I go up on stage, you know? But yeah. I'll be there, you know. I'll get my dick in a box hat, and I'll remember. Yeah. Like, I'll humble you like that. Remember where you came from, bro.
Just remember. Point at the hat.
Yeah, and dick in a box. Yeah. One of one. One of a kind, guys. Hopefully, like, when I start topping the charts, I'm gonna sell that. Hopefully I get some money out of it. You know?
Yeah.
We went our separate ways, but you know, we're meeting once again. That's what matters, right?
Yeah, like it definitely went both ways, man, because like, you know, like you kinda like really like helped me push out of my comfort zone too. Like going in podcasts, interviewing random people, and then like and straight up just like trying to get informed with people, get inside people's heads, and get like their form and perspective on shit.
And then you start, I mean, it kind of opens up your world a little bit, right? Like, dude, you start seeing the view from their eyes, and like, oh, you know what, like sometimes you're going through something that same day, and then for some reason this person ended up talking about it, like,
bro,
you're like, oh shit, I was just thinking that earlier, like, man, that's right. Like, serendipity, huh?
There you go.
Word of the day, serendipity. Yeah. Do you know what it is? I don't, but it sounded good.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll run with it.
All right, so tell the listeners what you do. Tell them, like, what's your passion, what you're passionate about, you know?
All right, so, yeah, everything that has to do with, like, music, literally, bro. So, you know, like, people have asked, you know, when you get that common question, and it's just like, oh, what do you listen to? And then, you know, people tell me like, oh, just a little bit of everything or whatever's on the radio, or and always the most famous answer, like, quote unquote, like everything else, like, but just not country.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I'm that fool that can literally, like, I can name like probably an artist from every genre, bro. Like five artists from every genre, maybe one artist from every subgenre.
So how did you get into it though? Like, how did it all start? Let's go back to roots. How did you start this, like, producing music and making beats and, you know, like singing? And because you do a lot, man. You produce, you also write your own music, you do like, you perform acoustically. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize.
Bro, no, please. Yeah, this is fucking fun already, man. I'm having such a blast. It's really kind of tough. I mean, if I really think about it, my family they're really close in. I mean, it was straight up like West Coast hip hop, like rap, like that underground shit, you know? And everything from the DPG, like Snoop Dogg and everybody, and Warren G, and even shit like Q-Tip and stuff. So it was like hip hop, right? But it had to be like that gangster shit. Nothing, like, in my family. Anything else was sort of frowned upon, bro. And I would listen to that. I was like around my family, or at least around my brothers, because, you know, they were gangster ass fools, you know. They were literally from like gangs and shit, straight gang banging cholos and shit. And then I felt like, you know, I was like all part of that, but in the inside, bro, I just really wasn't that. Like, I would go to school, get my ass kicked, fool. And then, like, I was a loner, I was a loser, like, in my head. I was just someone else, bro. And I always knew that because I never fit in.
Yeah. To me, you're a popular guy. Like, you're one of the most popular guys I know.
You know what, bro? Like, thank you. Like, I just think it's like, that's what happens. Like, when you start to, like, I guess, like, when people start to see, like, the kind of things that you can do. Yeah. And that's kind of like, I've always wanted to be a person that was appreciated. Mm-hmm. And so, when, you know, being a kid and being a loner, I had a lot of time in my hands.
Yeah.
And so I would spend a lot of time on my own, bro, listening to music. And, like, it did start in the radio because, like, I don't, you know, I was a broke child with the fucking radio. And, like, that's how I would escape all my troubles, bro, you know, being poor. You know, like, I would be, like, hungry. And then I would, like, finish getting beat up at school, bro. I'm walking super far from my school, bro, from my middle school and shit, and then going all the way home, almost like an hour walk.
Damn.
Yeah, and then, like, that was my escape, because going home was, like, it was just as bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, like, that was my escape, like, listening to music. So, And then so I would jump. I'm like, okay, I've been listening to K-Rock for a while. Let me go to Power 106. Uh-huh. You know, let me listen to some hip hop. And I was like, you need to get tired of it and to switch it to country. Yeah, fuck it. And then from right there, jazz. And then from right there, classical music. Bro, I would spend hours like that. I am not joking. And that's from right there. I just really started to realize, it's like, damn, like music is my life. And like music has given everything to me. Like it's giving me life, because I've had suicidal tendencies, suicide attempts, literally. And I remember music saved my life, man, like really. And it's like, now that it's done all that for me, I was like, I gotta pursue it. This is fucking life telling me, this is the cosmos, you know, the universe telling me, like, bro, you gotta give back this way. You know. And then
I mean, you're talented as fuck. Like, we've never actually, like, I may admit, like, I have never heard his stuff live until that show we did in December, like around Christmas, the day before Christmas.
Right.
I had never seen him perform, like, acoustically. Like, I heard his music through SoundCloud, and he would show me here and there, like, the little clips that he would put on Snapchat. But live, I was like, I saw him, was like, whoa, like, where the fuck have you been, Jose? Like, I didn't know you could do this. Like, I knew you could play the guitar, but, like, and you sang, but I didn't know you could do both of them at the same time.
Hell yeah.
Whoa, look at you.
Multitask. Yeah, man. That's what I've been doing, pushing it ever since, like, I was a kid.
That's good.
And what really pushed me, like, all the way to it, besides, like, having, you know, those epiphanies of, like, those near-death experiences, was, like, pursuing my skating career. That was my dream until I got into, like, a heavy-ass accident. And, you know, I destroyed my ankle and dislocated my elbow. And after that, I was in bed doing nothing, bro. I was just recovering. I picked up the guitar that I didn't want to pick up. Ooh, I hated that shit. Like, I didn't want to.
Why?
Because, like, it was just something that I was, like, you know, they're like, oh, you know, you should learn. And my friends wanted to, like, do a band. And I'm like, nah, man, I want to fucking skate. This is my dream. I'm going to make it like this. Then the accident happened. Then I picked it up. And from right there, it really is history, man. Because from right there, I really pushed music all the way as far as I can. Yeah, like, I've never stopped, like, literally since that day.
I can't believe I've never heard you before. Like, I've known you, like, we met in college, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we met
like,
in college days.
And then, like, you would take your guitar, but, like, I've never seen you play. I never heard you play, you know? And then, like, every Friday. Now, I was going through, like, you guys know that hard-ass breakup I was going through. Man. Like, I keep bringing back and forth. But, like, he actually kind of, like, me and, like, just talking to him, like, and distracting me. Like, we were talking about, like, our female problems, you know, our women issues. That, like, what we didn't have and we didn't want and what we didn't like. And we would spend hours. Like, sometimes I wouldn't leave his, like, we would just be parked outside, like, his house. For like 2, 3, 4 hours just talking, man. Like, I still can't believe it. All that time spent with you, I never heard you play, man. Never fucking heard you play. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, man. We had so much time to, like, really like fucking talk. You know, like, we used all those hours and fuck. That shit was therapeutic, bro.
Yeah, man. It was me too. And hopefully for you too. I didn't waste your time, you know.
Nah, man.
What made you stick to music though? Like, when you were like, is it just because you couldn't get off of bed? You're like, man, fuck it. Like, might as well be doing something.
The first instance, yeah, like, really, like, how music really captivated me was kind of like that. It was, man, it's like life really just fucking busted a 180 on me. And it's like, it had other plans for me, clearly, you know? Because that was my dream, bro. Skating was my dream. It was my everything.
Yeah. I remember you. We went to another field trip. And you busted your ass. Oh, I had to help you. Like, have you seen that picture of me and him? Like, where I put the back to, like, the dynamic dude back again when him, I'm helping him up. It's because he had just, like, he busted a chick and busted his ass that his hip was hurt or his butt cheek was hurt. I had to rub Vicks on it and pour 7-Up on it. But, you know what they say is nothing but a kiss can heal the wounds, you know?
Damn, I did eat shit.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. See, I got a decent memory, you know.
Yeah, you remember everything.
Yeah. So, like, how estimate how long have you been doing this? Like, how long have you been on, like, the music?
That's a really good question, because, like, you know, my life has always been, like, there's always been, like, forks in my road, and a lot of times it really has been tough times where like I've literally stopped doing music because like I don't know, man, just, you know, sometimes you just get lost and shit, like hustling, like making money was also like unfortunate, one of my unfortunate things that was one of my forks in my road. And so, but like estimating all the time, like between the gaps, because sometimes like I didn't play music for like one whole year.
Oh shit.
Yeah, some months, and then get back on it and then fucking leave it for another couple months or weeks. But yeah, entirely, I mean, give or take like maybe 8 to 10 years.
Damn. Maybe,
like, yeah, I mean, if we were to say completely.
Yeah, yeah.
All in all.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know, I would say maybe 8.
Wow, that's a long time, guys. Yeah. Ask yourself, what have you done for 10 whole years? But you took gaps in between.
Right.
For me, school. I gotta school, say school, you know? Yeah, relationships. You're that right. too. That too. Yeah, but so like, what was it though about me? Exactly about music? Because like, what was bringing you up from that depression you were in? Because I'm sure like some of those gaps had to do with some depression at some point, you know?
Yeah.
So like, what like, What pushed you out of it, I guess, like from like those moments where you were maybe doubting yourself, or you weren't seeing like the fruits of your labor being, you know, like fruiting, I guess, for lack of better words.
Right. You know, besides like the support from like my intimate partner, I guess, at the time or whenever those things would happen, honestly, it is literally making the music. Like that's what's really pushed me out of it completely, where I know I won't go back to it. I know like when I'm fucking just like in a rut, in this void, I the way I pull myself, I fucking crawl out of it with my music. And that's how I put it, man, like for a time. That's why I was honestly, it was a little bit in like, I was almost embarrassed literally to show it publicly to people. For Time Bautista. That's the reason why I started creating monikers and stuff. I'm like, I was like, oh, you know, in case the homies find it and all that stuff. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't mind it. Like, for some reason, I didn't mind if strangers listened to it because they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You know, but the homies, like, what is this shit? You know, when touchy feely, because there's like small metaphors, but for the most part, it's raw. It's literally my life, like my whole journal, if you will, a fucking diary in music. Right. Everything from Time Official, all of it is true stories.
Oh wow!
There's nothing that is fake.
So what's the difference between Be Cryptic, Time, and Data Corrects? Like, what's the difference? Like, what do you do different on for each moniker? Like, what sets them apart?
Yeah. So the reason I created them differently is because they're literally like completely different genres. So, I created my electronic one. It started with life, but, you know, I wanted to change it up where it was just like, just a little bit better. I had a lot of like copyright and, infringements and stuff just because of the name, you know, it's super fucking broad, bro. There's a board game, Serial, and there's a band called Life too.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I was like, man, let me just push out of that, bro, and it's not original, man.
Yeah.
So I went with Data Crux, renamed myself, and ever since it's been pushing. That is like complete electronic dance music, you know, and it's basically all sub genres of EDM, you know, because then I would have to create a different moniker for all of, like for when I make dubstep or when I make like mumbaton or when I make electro, you know, like, so fuck that. So I made Data Crux pure EDM, and then all the sub-genres in that, you know? So everything that has to do with, like, dance, electronic music. So then there's, you know, Time. And that one is literally my acoustic stuff.
Yeah. That's so, the more heartfelt stuff.
Yeah, that's the super heartfelt stuff. That's the stuff where I can't even put it in my other bands. Because, you know, besides me having my monikers, I'm also in other bands.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the stuff that I really don't want to put in bands where it just didn't fit in with all the other bands and stuff. So I'm like, this is personal stuff. So I made Time. So Time Bautista is my acoustic stuff. Strictly raw acoustic shit. Yeah. And then Be Cryptic.
That's the one you use for the bands, right? Like the different bands you're on?
Right, because a lot of times the other bands, like, they're hip-hop. So I correlate the Be Cryptic with that.
Yeah.
Be Cryptic is strictly, like, hip-hop, rap, and all the subgenres in, you know, in that hip-hop rap
thing. Yeah.
So...
Damn, man, how do you make time for all that, though? Like, how do you, like, split your time between, like... Because I'm sure there's been time where you're, like, on it, like, on a song, and, like, you got your full, like, all your full attention to it. But then you're like, fuck, I got another project that's over here. Like, right. How do you like snap out of it to be able to like jump onto a whole new genre, you know, for you? You know, if you're on Be Cryptic, and then you gotta jump to Life, you know?
Right.
So how do you do that? Because that's, I mean, you gotta jump emotions at the same time, you know? It's just mindset and also your emotions. Is it maybe that song brings up an emotion in you and that's what makes you wanna jump on or what?
Yeah, that is a really good question because, like, you know, it really is, like, it comes down. I've seen, like, as more it progresses, it's more about strict time management. Thankfully, I kind of do have that.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like right now, I'm focusing on Datacrux right now because, you know, I have a show coming up for Datacrux.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, couple of weeks before, I was focusing on Be Cryptic because I was performing with Ambiguous Culture, that band. You know, so, and then, you know, I had that show with like Time, performing as Time. So then I was focusing on Time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like just separating them completely and then focusing on that. Like if I have a show coming up or something like that, normally I would kind of focus on it, honestly. Yeah. But yeah, like how you said, you hit it like right on the nail because like it's the emotion too. Like sometimes I'm feeling like fucking all hard, you know? I was like, fuck yeah, you know, I want to make this dope ass beat so that I'll go into the Beat Cryptic. I'm feeling that kind of shit. You know, I'm feeling like super confident and shit and vibey that. Or I just feel, I really do feel like energetic and dancey, you know, make, and I go into Datacrux. And then sometimes you get into your fucking feels, you know?
Yeah.
And then Time Batista,
the time things. I mean, to me, that seems fucking awesome because to be able to have an outlet for each emotion.
Bro.
And be able to like, and then like be able to put it out there at the same time, you know, like.
Exactly.
Like for me, like the podcast, either sometimes I'm like hyper as fuck or sometimes I'm like kind of down, you know, but for like, that's awesome. Like, man, I'm going to have to get 3 different podcasts for each emotion too.
Fuck it, bring dick
in the box back again.
Hell yeah. When you're just feeling like a dick.
Yeah. So who's your like inspiration, like who was your inspiration to get into this, or like kind of like maybe it doesn't have to be a artist, but like who do you kind of base your, like, I don't even want to ask that, like, I want to say like whose career do you want to imitate, but that's you're trying to set your own path,
right?
Like if you could
like credit, like maybe
who kind of, who's your guiding force or image or like
right
who's that person that you kind of want to be toe-to-toe with, you know? You want your own path, you don't want to be behind them, but who do you want, like, kind of who inspired you basically to get into this?
Yeah, that's very interesting because like honestly, bro, like in the, you know, in the hood it's really hard to find some fool, like someone to inspire you, you
yeah
know?
yeah
but there, I can't, I guess, pinpoint like some artists and stuff, like, but as far as producing, because producing has been the biggest like change in my life.
Okay.
Because, you know, I can play guitar and it's like whatever.
Yeah.
But if I don't know how to record my guitar and all that stuff, then I can't get it out to the world. That's, you know, unless you fucking push record on your phone. Nah, but we're talking,
it's like, not the same quality though.
Exactly. You know how it is to like connect directly into an audio interface and you get, you know, beautiful sound quality like we are right now.
Yeah.
Producing. So like, I guess I would like to start from right there, because
go ahead.
Because right there was the biggest turning point in my life. Like, basically, it did start with like me playing guitar, but then me going to one of my first underground raves, man. It was it's funny, it's underground, but it was at a rooftop, and it was like, I was super young, bro. I was like 17 or 16. I was in high school, so I was like 16, 15 at the time. And then, you know, I listened to electronic dance music for the first time, you know, like besides just like kind of listening on YouTube and experiencing like a DJ and like pumping like this other type of music that I've never heard. Shit was outlandish, you know.
It blew your mind.
Yeah. And it blew my eardrum.
Oh, shit.
And this is literally a fact. And my one of my closest friends, Willie. Wilfredo, man, to back it up as an actual fact.
Yeah.
For the first time, I went to my first electronic show.
Uh-huh.
My ears bled.
Fuck.
Literally. and I didn't even notice still until he pointed out. He's like, bro, he's like, what do you have in your ear, bro? And he shined his light, and I touched it. I was like, he's like, bro, you're fucking bleeding. Damn. Your ears are bleeding. I was like, oh shit, I don't feel it. Do I go to the hospital or something?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what to do, but it was just like straight getting my fucking cherry pot, bro, from like the EDM scene, you know? Damn, like literally.
Like, were you close to the amp or to the
speakers? I didn't know. Yeah, I guess that's why, man. And but thankfully, I still have, my ears are stupid sensitive, bro. Yeah. They're heavily sensitive, and that's honestly a gift, bro, because I've been able to mix and master all my tracks and all that stuff, like, on my own, because I just have a hell of an ear. I'm so thankful for that. So that's why I take care of them.
Because you got to pick out the certain, like, beat or, like, where, like, if you know something's off, you got to kind of pinpoint where is it going off.
Exactly.
You know?
The frequencies and everything, editing and dBs and such. And so from right there, I was like, damn, I want to do shit like that. Uh-huh. As like, you know, I want to DJ and all stuff. And then I had to learn, like, how to DJ and shit. And then, you know, they started referring to, you know, like spinning records. I started going way back, you know, people using Technics and stuff. So I started using Technics. I wanted to learn the real way.
Okay.
Not because, you know, around that time people were talking about, oh, fucking DJs are just push to play type shit. And I really wanted to learn the real essence of
like
it.
Like scratching?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I learned on some Technics and MK1s and shit.
Oh, wow.
And then I went into a DJ controller, the NS7FX. And then I started learning about like how to record directly. I learned about the audio interface and I was like, oh shit, I can connect my guitar to that. And then I started learning like, what program am I supposed to run it through? You know, and then I found like the cheapest program I can like rip, and I found FL Studio.
Because
I found like a crack for it, and then that's how I started with like a cracked version of like FL Studio, bro. And then from right there, I was, this is a whole new world opened up, bro.
Damn.
So from right there, I started getting all real. I started to get real serious about that shit. And then I realized I started pushing. I started getting real programs, or, you know, real licensed programs, by the way. And then started getting real recording equipment, audio interface. You know, I got a Scarlett as well, too. And from right there, it's history, man.
But you didn't tell me was your inspiration, bro.
Sorry.
That's where the question
was. The inspiration was in that show.
Okay. But, I thought you were going to credit like the person that was like spinning or like was on the stage that day at that point.
I remember watching Don't Believe the Hype, and I used to listen to this. Was that, I don't know. Honestly, I kept up with them until, I guess, I don't know, they fell off. I'm not really sure, you know? Mm-hmm. They must have done their own thing. But
maybe they're still underground.
Mm-hmm, right? Yeah, super underground. I don't even fucking know about them anymore.
They're hedgehogs, or what's it called? That movie? Groundhogs. There you go.
Shit like, you know, like the Bloody Beetroots, Crookers, you know, Crystal Castles, and especially Daft Punk. Now Daft Punk is like from one of the greatest electronic duos in the entire world. Like I strive to be like them, because like Thomas Bangalter and all of them, they're all multi, you know, instrumentalists. So they actually play real instruments, get in a studio. I mean, they won like one of the best records of the year. And in the Discovery album also, it's made history, and people still play that shit to this very day. So
I mean, if you guys don't know who they are, I suggest get DJ Hero. That's how I started.
They were also in DJ Hero. I remember that shit.
They're like the very last, they're pretty much the bosses of the video game. They have some like helmets that light up. It looks fucking awesome, guys. I think who Kanye West ripped off one of their songs, like one more time, or one of them. So I mean,
harder,
if you
better,
like
faster, stronger.
If you like that song by Kanye West, that's actually theirs. The original version, it's theirs.
Right.
So I mean, pretty much go back and see who inspired Jose. You know, the inspiration.
It is definitely like, if I were to like pinpoint somebody, they're my gods, man. I fucking look up to them.
I have a shirt of them. If you go a little couple pictures on my Instagram, you'll see me They're kind of like the Peanut Gang, but that's really them. That's that's supposed to be them.
that was dope.
I enjoy them a lot too. Like, I've been looking forward to them coming like to you to the U.S., but like they've just been in Europe or
They just like they've been doing is producing, and they don't want to do a tour, man. I mean, their last was their live tour, and after that we haven't heard anything. They just destroyed on the fucking charts. The like, they just bring out an album out of nowhere and they make the album of the year. Like, that's the kind of fucking guys they are, man.
I think that's why they make you wait for it for so long that
you crave it.
They're like, they went to that point where you're about to, like, you can't wait anymore, like, you know what, let me treat you to this, or let me bless you with this album,
right,
you know?
That's how honestly it was.
So I want to ask you about Ambiguous, because like they were actually the first group, like they were like cool enough for me, for us to put an interview on. Like, they're the ones that let us interview them for Dick in the Box. So they're the ones that popped my chair, you know, to the podcasting to come out to the podcasting world. So how is that going? Like, I haven't really heard anything from them.
Yeah, they released you know, they had an album come out.
Yeah,
and that was like the biggest focus at the time, and that's what they had been pushing. And then the album release party, which was very successful, happened. And from right there, they just been developing a new sound and stuff.
Okay,
so they're really doing their thing, you know. I was just along for the ride, man, for the time being, or for was, you know. I just played with them.
All right.
Yeah, but I do, you know, I do wish them the best. I know they're. They're enduring some really dope shit. I know.
Okay. I thought you were still, because earlier you mentioned that you were a part of it. Like you said, with Be Cryptic, I thought you were still like continuing the journey, you know?
Right. Yeah. I guess at this point, it was just like at that time, I was like just rocking with them, you know? And those were some fucking great ass times. I've never done so many shows.
Yeah, I mean, you guys opened up for Sugar Free, right?
Yeah, for Sugar Free. We've done it big, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think at that point, you're like, you know what? Like, I hit it big with these guys. Now I got to hit it on my own, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, I see you, man. I see you like on Instagram. You're doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm just...
No, you know, I support you, bro. That's why I got you on here. You know?
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
You helped me, and then, you know, like, the least I could do is have you on and promote your shit, right?
Yeah, thank you.
We're not going to talk about Ambiguous because there's really no point, you know? But I do wish them luck, and if they want to come on again to the successful version of my podcast, they just got to send me a DM, and I got them, you know?
Word.
So, like, have you ever collaborated with them? Like, besides Ambiguous, like, do you collaborate, like, with your EDM? Like, do you ever, like...
Right.
Like, with somebody else?
Yeah, like, I've had some collaborations, and, you know, I've started with Be Cryptic by, like, leasing and selling exclusive beats.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of, like, how I've also made my hustle, like... And a lot of time, I was, like, focusing on Be Cryptic because it was, like, helping my hustle, dude, like... People would pay for my beats. I was like, holy shit, I must be doing something right if people are willing to fucking, you know, throw money at me for some beats, you know, some shit I've made. So I've been focusing on that. I was like, damn, I gotta perfect it much better, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I have collaborated with like some buddies of mine. Yeah, I mean, not as many as I want to, because I that's where it's at, man. Like, you know, I've heard, like, you know, collaborating with artists, I mean, it is just a fucking dope feeling, you know, that, like, actually having people on here, you're basically collaborating with them, you're going toe-to-toe with them and like really getting into their head. That shit's dope. So that's my goal, to do more of that.
So you don't, right now, you don't have, I know, maybe you can hit me with the little exclusive, you don't have anybody lined up yet?
Oh, and do I have, damn, there might be somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
I changed my mind. Don't even tell me. I just want to, like, I want to experience it like everybody else, you know? Don't break the news here.
It just fucking come out of left field.
Yeah. Boom. You never know. It might be Iggy Azalea or Daft Punk. Maybe Daft Punk. You know, he doesn't want to tell us.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So something that, like, I remember back in the day, I don't know if you're still, like, into it, but... Like, what's your fascination with time? Like, I know forever, like, you need to have a watch on, because well, tell the people, I kind of know what the story, but tell the people what's
right. Yeah, like, time is like one of the most precious things, and I don't just mean my moniker time, but like the I guess the definition of time, like, for what it means to me, it's like, it's a it's a disorder, I suppose. Like it's a beautiful thing, but it really gets me at the throat because I have like this type of chronophobia, right? Uh-huh. And even though I don't like to admit, like you shouldn't admit to your fears to like people, especially the public, but this is something that isn't really too
not putting yourself out there that much.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's just time, you know, like everybody like stresses about time, you know?
Yeah.
But me, I have this fascination, this obsessiveness, fascination with time. Like, I always have to look at the time. Like I need to have 3 different sources of time or more to make sure like that's the exact time. Yeah, yeah. I need to constantly know every couple of minutes what time it is because it's super precious to me, man. Yeah.
It kind of makes what? Is it because you want to live in the moment or why?
Yeah. So like I've had a chronophobia ever since like I was a kid because I was always afraid of like losing time.
Okay.
And like I was afraid like one day like, you know, I would look up and it would like turn dark and then my day would be over.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, it has to do with everything. I want to make sure that I'm really living in it. And a lot of times I really do like don't feel like I'm like fully like living the way I should.
Yeah.
Or like so being in the moment's very important to me, man.
Dang.
Like thinking about my future is very important to me because like, you know, I know later on, you know, like we pass on and I guess life really repeats itself. I know, I mean, some people believe that. I believe that strongly. I mean, I'm not afraid of death, but I am afraid of like not leaving my footprint.
You know
that's just like, you know, some people may not, it's like they don't give a fuck. They just want to live life, you know, get the 9 to 5 and as long as they feed their kids, shit like that.
Yeah.
But dude, I'm trying to change the world.
Yeah.
Like literally, like besides leaving my footprint, I'm literally trying to help the world, man. Like I feel like I'm here for like a serious purpose like the rest of us are, you know? We all have a purpose here. I just need mine to be like it needs to meet my expectations.
So like what is that for you then? Like what like I don't know. I don't even know how to phrase it. But like, what is that for you? Yeah.
Right. Like the thing is like, you know, I might be chasing these dreams. I'm chasing them for 2 reasons. And the strongest reason really is because this is what I want to do, man.
Yeah.
You know, like people always tell me like, you know, make sure you do what you love first, you know? And I've come to that realization having a fucking a bunch of jobs, bro. Like having gone from job to job to job, I realized that, you know, like the people, these managers and such, like at the end of the day, they don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
You know, they will replace your ass in weeks. So don't kill yourself over a fucking 9 to 5, you know? Even if it's your career too, bro. Like you really have to think about that.
Yeah.
You gotta, you know, you have to put worth in yourself. And recently, like I know it's crazy and it might sound kind of funny, but I recently learned to like really love myself, man.
That's good.
And so, you know, I put fucking value into myself now. Yeah. Now I know like what I'm worth, you know, like how. And I've heard, you know, like women like talk about like, you know, I know what I'm worth. Like, but bro, we all have to do that shit. You know, if you don't fucking put self-worth into yourself, like love into you, like, bro, you're always going to get treated like shit.
You're
always going to let people step over you. You know, so I've learned to really like put a stop to it. Learn to like, you know, be myself first, be with myself, like love myself. And then from right there, like everything has been better, bro.
Yeah.
I've been like, you know, I want this and I expect this and it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm much happier now. So like, yeah, I want to get big because it's like, because I have a huge like goals. I have goals set up and it's literally to like give my wealth, my physical, like money, my wealth, like back to the community, like everything. Like I see the world that it needs help and needs some healing, man. And
like what in your opinion, like what specifically, like what are you trying to like hope, what are you hoping to like change or help, you know, like what's your like vision, like what exactly, what is it that you want to improve, you know?
Yeah, like I definitely want to improve like the basic things like in life, you know, the basic things in life like water,
okay,
are like not being like met in other places, right? Like clean water, like that, you know, like this is one of the basic living standards of our, like, you know, we need water, and something like that isn't being given out into other countries and stuff like that. So I want to start something like basic like that, even though it sounds crazy, but nah, man,
that's true.
There's so many fucking billionaires, and it kind of, you know, it gets to me sometimes, like all these fucking billionaires, and I get it. Somebody's like, well, you know, I fucking worked for my money, you know, like I didn't just become a billionaire just because,
yeah.
So, you know, like, so But, you know, I'm a person that's, like, sharing that wealth. And it's kind of funny. Like, if a poor kid that never had anything can be super generous, which I do want to be, and I want to prove that shit. It's like, I don't understand how these people can't be. I guess they've just been, like, raised with that money, so they want to keep that money. But whatever it is.
Well, I mean, yeah, I understand, because I mean, I come from the same, I mean, perspective like you, dude. Like, I'm poor, you know, I never really had much, but I think, like, I could kind of understand it a little bit. Like, you kind of, you could be scared to lose it.
Right.
Because, like, I'm generous, you know. You see me doing all these giveaways and stuff, you know.
Hell yeah.
But, like, I don't do it because for promote, like, to promote myself, you know. I do it because I want to help the person that's coming through that door, you know. Like,
right.
Because I know how it feels not to be given a chance, not to be given a chance, or not, are not to be helped, you know. Like, I want to be, I want to turn, you know, how turn the other cheek, you know. I want to be able to do that, help people. Like, if you need my help, I'm gonna give it to you, you know. Like, you see, sometimes I put, like, if you need anybody to talk to, because I know mental health is also a problem, you know.
It's one of the biggest problems.
So, like, if you need anybody to talk to at any fucking time, like, I do graveyard, you know. So I'm up at midnight, so you can talk to me at any time, you know. Like, I'm up from midnight and I don't go to sleep till 8 o'clock, and even then, you know, like, the technology is so great that, you know, your message is gonna be there once I wake up, you know.
Right.
So, but at the same time, you're afraid, you could be afraid to lose that, you know. Like, wealth, money, it's materialistic, but at the same time, and it's temporary, but at the same time, when you never had much, you're afraid to go back to that time where, you know, like, so you kind of want to hold it and keep it, you know.
But I,
like,
get that.
I understand. Like, I mean,
yeah, because I mean, like, compared to them, like, we feel like we may not have it much.
Yeah.
But to people, we're fucking rich. We're living lavishly, you know. And I, you know, I just, it's not really a guilt, but I want them to feel the same way. I want them to feel like people fucking care.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, like, it starts in our country first. Like, people have said that, but it starts around the world, man. It's just like, it starts everywhere. Wherever help is needed, I want to be there. I want to start in my community, like, helping the kids. Because it does start, like, at home too, man. Like, we don't have any fucking resources here, bro. We get treated like shit. And I know, because I come from these low-income communities, bro. And, dude, our resources are fucked. I have noticed that, like, some people want to just blame millennials for everything. But it's also a lot of us that are really shining the light on a lot of issues that have been fucking swept right under the rug, you know. And then we're just, they say that we're complaining, but there's a lot of fucking shit to talk about. Call us complaining, you know, because some people like to call it, you know, you're bitching, but when you're actually trying to set a point across, a very important one, and in this case, that's exactly what it is. We're just trying to fucking, we're complaining because there's so many fucking things that are wrong with you know, our system, and in, you know, this system that they say is the perfect fucking democratic system. It's not, it's completely fucked. And you know, I don't like to complain because I know a lot of places are bad, but we're here. You know that, you know, like, no other places are fucked and all that stuff, you know. But we don't live there. We live here, and we're trying to fucking change things here. And a lot of times, it's it starts with us. The problems with the fucking with wars, you know, like robbing other countries of the resources, it starts here, you know. We're the fucking bullies, so we're trying to address the problem where it's at, right here at home.
We're trying to make a change, guys.
Exactly.
We're trying to be the change.
The change. Be the change you want to see in this world.
So let me, like, so is that how you got into, like, vegetarianism? Like, being, you know, vegetarian?
Like, I started, like, you know, like, how going back into the whole thing about, like loving myself and all that stuff. And I started, like, really, I started opening up, like, dude, I'm, like, a really feminist guy. Like, I really do have a huge feminine side. I remember we talked about, like, when we were talking feminist. Yes, exactly. With Danielle Avocado. Man, shout out to her, man. I miss her. She was amazing. She's an amazing person, and she was a great guest. So, like, I started really, like, letting myself, like, it's okay. It's okay to be the way, like this, you know. This is the person that I am and shit. So from right there, I've noticed that I had an emotional attachment to animals, bro. And then, you know, when people say, like, I love animals, and I'm like, well, why do you eat them? And so, like, so, like, you don't love them, you love how they taste. And so, like, I was telling all these things to myself, you know. I was like, damn, well, you can't be a hypocrite, you know. You say you do, you love these animals, like, prove yourself. And it was a, it was for everything. You know, people like, why did you go, you know, why did you stop eating meat?
Yeah.
And it's not just one thing, bro. Like, honestly, it's everything.
Yeah.
Everything falls into place. That I'm emotionally attached to them. Yes, it's true. That I wanted to change my, like, my health factor, because I hated, like, after every meal, bro, like,
bloated.
Getting bloated, no energy, bro, being lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting weight like crazy and shit. I was like, damn, I don't. You know, I'm not sure, but I don't think I'm supposed to feel this way.
Yeah.
You know, I was so hungry and I feel weak. So I eat food and now I feel weaker. Yeah, like, yeah. I just feel more lazy now. Like, yeah. That's not right. After I started becoming a vegetarian, it was tough because, bro, I'm from the hood, bro. And I'm broke. And, like, so people that say it's expensive being vegetarian or vegan, like, bro, get the fuck out of my face with that, because I've had no money, bro.
Yeah.
You know? But I took in the lifestyle and then, like, I feel great now, bro.
It's not expensive. You just gotta be creative.
Exactly.
You know? Like, there's stuff, like, I mean, depending, like, you can substitute, like, certain, like, meats. There's proteins, natural proteins. Shit, like, Lord. You could place it with beans.
Yeah.
There's soy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's substitutes, like, right now they make, like, pretty much everything. Like, to me, it's not protein. What is it, like, what they make tempeh? It's like,
right,
it's not soy. What is it?
Well, they like the material,
yeah
that they make. Yeah, they use tempeh. They use mushrooms too. For an actual shake burgers.
So, like, the burger, like, pretty much the meat they substitute with the cap, with the mushroom cap,
right, exactly.
So you just gotta be creative. You just gotta do your research. See what vegetable, what fruit will substitute, will bring you those vitamins, or, like, I mean, will bring you that protein, because that's mostly what we eat meat. It's for either the protein.
Yeah, it's for the protein.
You know, or, like, some vitamin that, you know, like fish. There's really no other thing, but, like, I don't know. I might be wrong, be talking about my ass, but, like, like fish, like the omega.
Yeah, omega-3, 6, and 9s.
Yeah, it's, you could only get in fish, but now you could, like, for, like, there's a plant, right? Like, they just extract that, like, that enzyme or that I don't even know.
Yeah, you can get it the same, I guess, vitamins that you find in fish. Yeah. You can find them in flax seeds. Exactly. Okay. The omega-3, 6, and 9s are in flax seeds.
Dang, see? Like, it's not that hard, guys. Yeah, you just do your research, right? So, like, what was the turning point for you exactly? Like, when was it actually when we're like, okay, you know, I gotta make a change now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when was that?
Yeah, I'm a person that kind of just does things and then see if I can do them. Like, so everything I normally do is, like, it's like straight, like, jumping into,
like, impulsive?
Very impulsive. On, yeah, that's exactly what it is. You got the word. So I just... I remember, like, seeing people. I don't know how it happened, bro. One day I woke up and I swear to you, dude, like, as I was, like, walking, I was seeing people, and I remember it perfectly, bro. Like, my partner, like eating, like, a carne asada, and we were sitting down at my table at my house in the living room.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, her just kind of, like, shredding the meat. And I don't know, it was almost like an epiphany. And then the next day after that, like, coming out of college, and I'm just seeing people, like, really, like, ripping, like, flesh and meat
and
out of bones and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, damn, this is, like, literally a norm. You know, you don't really think about, like, well, yeah, it's fucking chicken. Yeah, it's fucking carne asada.
Yeah,
but it's like, nah, it's an animal.
Would you picture it alive still? Like, when you would see the people? Like...
yeah, straight, like, Lisa status.
Yeah.
Right, from The Simpsons. Yeah, something like that, bro. But something. You know, it's like it's a living, breathing animal with, like, literally a brain, a full nervous system, so they feel everything, a heart, literally everything, right? It's just that they're basically, how I like to see them is that they're just look different.
Yeah.
That's all. But it doesn't, you know, and they just don't speak our language. They speak a language. They have their language.
Yeah.
We just don't know how to speak it.
Yeah.
And if they could, I don't think any of us would eat meat, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
If, like, we could speak their language,
none
of us in the world would eat meat. We wouldn't eat them.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're a savage or
straight, murder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think anybody, because if you're hungry, you're gonna eat. You know, if you, like, there's places out in the world that they can't, you know, they eat dog, they eat cat, because they're like China, for example. Like, we see them as pets, and that, I mean, that's a great point. You know, like, why are we allow cats and dogs to be our pets, but then not cows and pigs? You know, like, why is that? Like, to us, like, we protect cats and dogs, but, like, there's other animals that we, like, classified, like, that we're allowed to eat, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's almost legal, like in the U.S.
to eat a dog. But like, you go to China and then, you know, like, they're super overpopulated they're just trying to get something to eat, you know?
Yep, exactly. And yeah, and I understand that standpoint, you know?
Yeah.
And like, there was a research done, like, that 76 or 78% of people would refuse to like eat a horse, and 76 or 78% literally said because it's like, oh, because horses are cute. You know, it's unethical. It's like, damn, motherfuckers wouldn't eat a horse just because they believe it's unethical. But you know, slaughter a fucking pig, you know, pig, a cow. Cut, like, straight slit their throats and watch their blood drip, and it's like, that's cool.
It
tastes bomb.
Do you remember the last meal you ate? Like the last, not before today, like as true. Like a meat eater.
I loved caldo de res, and I think that was one of the last ones, bro. But once, like I said, it was very impulsive, Brussel. I just stopped. Boom. I just stopped out of nowhere. And like my
cold turkey, basically.
Yep, I didn't tell anybody. I just did it straight up cold turkey.
And like, I'm imagining like your family didn't take it that well, right?
Hell no.
Being tricking like I'm.
Yeah, coming from a Chicano family, you know, it's like, they're like, what the fuck? They just didn't. I did it on a Thanksgiving table, bro.
Yeah.
7 years ago. I did it on the Thanksgiving table.
That's why I brought up cold turkey. Hopefully you remember.
And I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. I left that turkey cold.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to prove it. Like I said, very impulsive. I'm going to do it like this. And that's normally how I prove things to myself. If I can do it immediately.
Yeah.
So I did it on the table. I was like, I'm not going to eat this. And as a matter of fact, I'm never going to eat another animal.
Dang.
You know, and then they're like, shut the fuck up, fool.
How long was that? How long has it been since, like, you've been, like, are you vegetarian or vegan, though?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm vegetarian. Okay. You know, and then, you know.
Still have your cheese once in a while.
Yeah, I do. I try to limit it, you know, but that's one of the hardest transitions going into, like, veganism.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really trying.
Yeah, I think cheese and ice cream are the hardest two things to kick.
Right.
Like as a vegetarian, like you add cheese to anything and you make it great, you know?
Yeah, everything.
Just a bit tortilla with some beans, you add some cheese.
Yeah.
You know, you got yourself a good meal right there.
Yeah. And then now, thankfully, there's like breakthroughs.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Trader Joe's is selling like these new cheeses made out of cashews.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try those.
Oh, you haven't had them?
No.
Oh,
okay.
It's chalky. Chalky, but it's meh.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat meat. Like, you know, my girl's vegetarian. That's how I know most of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm always eating vegetarian. Like, today I had tofu and some quinoa. Quinoa's a superfood. So, yeah, you replace rice with that,
proteins,
you know?
Man.
So, like, but a little fun fact. Like, it takes more water to feed an animal than for a plant to live, you know?
Exactly.
Because you're going to end up killing that animal. And then all that water you wasted, it's already gone. But at least with the plant, like, there's always gonna be new life coming from that plant. You just, even if you not kill, but
you can trim, and you can reharvest from the same exact plant.
So like, instead, like with the animal, you feed it and you give it water, and then you used up all those resources that the ones like you said, like you're trying to help with water, like a person could have, you know?
Exactly.
Just a food for thought, guys. You know, maybe this is the podcast will turn you into vegetarianism. That's your choice. I'm not going to tell you to go either way. You know, like, we all make our choices.
Yeah, and that's why I've never bashed on anybody for, like, not choosing it. Because, dude, like, I used to fucking eat meat, like, every single day, bro. You know, like, fucking three times a day.
Yeah.
You know? I used to even, like, eat straight up, like, sometimes raw. Like, sometimes, like, carne asada, bro. I used to be fucking weird, bro.
Dang.
But, like, but yeah, if anybody would be interested in stuff, man, I can definitely, I'll show you the way.
Yeah, there you go. Not just the pita stuff, you know, there's other alternatives, you know.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Well, like, besides doing this music thing, like, your passion, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to belittle it, you know, by calling it a thing, but, like, what are your hobbies? Like, when you're not doing music, like, and you're not spending time with your girl, like, what else you like to do?
All right, well, I love to read a lot.
All right. So, like, what kind of genres are you into?
I'm into, like, post-apocalyptic genres.
Okay.
So, anything from George Orwell is kind of my thing to go. Anything, like, fairy tale, too, because people like sometimes don't like that stuff, but the reason why I love fairy tale and like, you know, it's because like we live on like a regular life, you know, everything is like real. So like the whole point for me of reading it, like, is to kind of escape that, you know? So that's the reason honestly why I do it. So like all that post-apocalyptic shit, I love it, man. I feel that like it's like a, it feeds my knowledge for like survival too, you know, when shit hits the fan. but honestly, just because I enjoy it overall, because it's mind opening, because a lot of the things, like for example, from like from George Orwell, a lot of the things he said in his books have happened, you know, and so all that stuff is just really interesting.
Just why we prepare, just in case.
Yep, you never know.
I mean, everybody has their thing. Some people like 50 Shades of Grey. Hey, exactly. You like what is it?
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, it's a hard word for me to say. Post, a lot of P's in there, but that I like magazines and comic books, because I don't even read the words. I just look at the pictures and I make up a story. Oh my God. Yeah, and we're all into our own thing, right? Besides that, like besides reading, like music and reading, that was like your thing right there.
Yeah, it's kind of like hard to escape the because I also use music as a hobby, but I mean, you know what I've been wanting to get into, like what I know for sure would be a hobby.
What?
It's like in photography. You know, I don't want to be one of those like super hipsters and stuff, but I just want to like, yeah, like photographing stuff is important to me, because you know the whole thing about like living in the moment thing.
Yeah, you want to capture the moments too.
Sometimes, that's one of my things. Is I always feel like I'm gonna forget shit.
Yeah,
and I always have that fear of forgetting things.
That's important. True. I mean, I have a thing about pictures, like you see me on Instagram posting shit, but like honestly, like when I go out to places, I really don't like taking pictures because I feel like you have to stop, and then you stop and like, oh, I don't like this picture, you gotta do it over. Like you're not really living in that moment, you know.
I
like
feel that too.
You're in concerts and stuff, you're like, you're more like, you're busier trying to, you're playing with your phone trying to get like the right filter,
exactly,
you know, like you kind of tune out the music. Like that happens to me, like I'm watching TV, like it's the actual show that I enjoy, but like, all right, I go on Instagram and then I tune everything that goes on, and then all of a sudden like, oh shit, the episode's over, like what the fuck, I missed the whole thing. Like I don't want that during like my actual life, you know, where I go out there and you know, like, and I'm paying, or even if I'm not paying, but like I want to be out there and enjoy it and have, I mean, experience like, everything that I could possibly experience, you know. Like I understand that like sometimes you do want to capture that moment though. So like, man, like honestly, like I want to get into photography too. I bought a camera and everything.
Nice.
It's still in the bag.
No way.
And I have a book. It's still I opened it and then I look at the pictures. I'm like, okay, so I just gotta stand like this. All right, I got you.
Oh yeah, bro. There you go.
Yeah,
take some shots of me, man. I'll
get you like how the French girls, you know. I won't dry you, but I'll, you know, I'll capture you like the French girls.
There you
know?
Go.
Like the Titanic didn't, DiCaprio didn't have a camera. You know, if not, he would have just took pictures. You know,
yeah, exactly.
And it, but if it happens to, you know, somehow end up in Tinder or something, or Grindr, you know,
hey, swipe right.
I'm trying to help your career, bro. Trying to brighten your what's it called, the genres that you're gonna be heard. You know, a little bird told me you're gonna be taking part of this event in a couple. What? When is it? In a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks, I believe. Yes, it's on February 24th.
So, all right. So, why don't you tell me a little bit more about this place? I'm gonna try my best not to interrupt. Yeah. My bad.
So, this is an event that's gonna be thrown at the Union. It's the Union nightclub in Pico, so here in Los Angeles. And it's an event, it's a huge event called We Love Candy, and I'm gonna be performing there with an insane lineup of people. And you know, I'm part of the team that's helping build it and getting the word out, and it's gonna be huge, man. There's gonna be like over 5 different stages.
Oh shit.
And it's all gonna be decorated like super like Candyland, you know. All right. Going through like,
so it's kind of like a smaller version, like pretty much what EDC, how EDC started, kind of.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Or like
that.
Like Wonderland, like I know there's like something to Wonderland, right?
Yeah, Beyond Wonderland.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, like a smaller version, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you know, this is how companies like that started up. Yeah, like Insomniac, you know, started back like in 98 and stuff, and in small little warehouses, and then just grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and now they have like sold out massive concerts, you know, electronic concerts. And that's kind of like how it is. So it's what I love about it, it's underground, and that's like, that's my scene for life, bro, because that's how I started. And like, I still love that scene because it still, it stays true and it stays pure. And it's not like big, you know, Insomniac has gotten big where they have to book big known DJs for people to come out, for the masses to come out, right? Yeah. These places like this, they just focus on just great talent. That's what I love about it. Yeah, and it gives also like upcoming artists and DJs chances too, on top of just really good artists. Love it.
So how did you get involved with it? Like, how did you hear about it? What was the process? Did you have to battle and fight a bunch of fucking DJs? And, like, what happened? How?
Shout out to Marvin. He's basically one of the CEOs of the company that builds that built We Love Candy.
Okay.
And you know, getting in contact with him, he set up a meeting at Union with a couple other DJs, go-go dancers, and promoters. And he basically gave us the laydown. You know, it's like, it's kind of like a scratch my back, I scratch yours. You know, helping promote the company and the event. And then in return, we get to perform there. You know, it's fucking win-win, bro. And yeah. From right there, it's been going on, so that's why I've been pushing the event and shit.
Is this the first event they're throwing? Or who's the like the thrower? Or who's the who's throwing it basically? Is it Union? Is it, I mean, We Love Candy? Is that the event coordinator, I guess?
Oh no. So the event coordinator is the company that Marvin created.
And this, I mean, is this like their first event that they're
they've thrown a bunch of events, and they have Marvin has a ton of like networks to like the big clubs like Avalon and stuff like that. So, and he has little events that he throws at those clubs, and so it's super cool. And yeah, I'm excited to work with that team because it's really dope. Finally getting out there, man, and it's like, besides just doing solo shit, it's best with working with the team, man.
So who's gonna come out for this event? Like, which of your monikers are we gonna be like looking out for?
Right, this one is definitely 100% gonna be for Data Crux. All right. Yeah.
So what? That's gonna be EDM, like that's hard step.
And yeah, like, I'm gonna like try to switch it up to you like. Basically, we're on that stage, so they don't want you to switch it up way too much, you know. But basically, it's gonna be like that. I want to bring like a, I love funk,
okay,
and mixing shit. So that's why I love like Crookers and Duck Sauce and stuff like that. They have like a funky EDM type beat where you can put it in clubs, but it has that funk where it's just like, damn, it's just, it's so fun to dance to, you know. I kind of like that stuff, and I'll just transition a little bit harder. But yeah, I'll keep it around like that kind of.
So like your style, who could you kind of like big like, what's it called, not big genre, but like big names, like your your style of like of producing or like or music, who kind of like, who can you kind of relate it to, like who are some of the artists like Tupac, Eminem, like kind of like, you know, like I'm the hybrid of them or something like that. Like, who can you like pretty much compare, not compare yourself, cause,
but you know, who, definitely I feel like I can the like the vibe lately, it's like this one big house DJ, Oliver Heldens. It's like Oliver Helden meets Duck Sauce meets Daft Punk and Crookers. You mix them together and you kind of get the sound that I've been like creating so far, and like the music I've been playing too, like the stuff I've been actually playing at shows. It's that stuff. It's kind of like new disco slash like house.
You know what, I'ma commit, guys. I'ma offer it. I'ma give away 2 tickets, guys, to this event. Alright, committing. So if you wanna take a part of it, if you wanna attend, all you gotta do is follow Jose, or follow Jose, follow
Data Crux. Give me a Data Crux.
Yeah, follow Data Crux, follow the podcast. And I don't know, what should we make them do? Should we make them do something, work even harder for it, or you think that's enough?
I don't know, man. Tickets are pretty pricey.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a two free tickets.
Two free tickets. So this event, We Love Candy.
Yeah, so yeah, to We Love Candy on Saturday, February 24th. So 5 rooms, but you know, you're just going to see this guy. So better not be fucking with me, right? So 2 free tickets, guys. The 24th. Follow me. follow Jose or Data Crux. Read the description, and on the description, it'll tell you exactly what you're supposed to do. All right. Yep. And you see little videos here and there of me promoting it too. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll throw in a wrench if you guys aren't cooperating. Right.
Yeah, man. So it's mini sweepstakes.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could go. I already know I can't go. So it's past my bedtime. Mm-hmm. And I already know I work. My schedule's already made for that week. So I wanted to go. That's originally when I told this, because I wanted to go. But then I saw my schedule. I was like, fucking assholes. But, you know, like, I make money. I have a job. So I could do this giveaway so I could bless you guys.
That's amazing, man.
All right. So I'm going to pass the gift on to you.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know, man. I don't know if I covered everything. If I haven't, let me know. Like, we'll get into discussion. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think you've done an amazing job, like, covering everything. Even, like, all those other side things that kind of give the audience a general perspective, like, how I am and the way I see things. So
if you're not a winner, where can they find these tickets? If, like, they don't want to participate for some fucking reason, they don't want free tickets, where can they purchase these tickets, or how can they get them?
Yeah, so they can purchase these tickets online from from eventbrite.com or Groove Tickets. But they can physically get them from me, and the perks of it is like me being able to drop them off to you and being hella more cheaper because they're much more expensive online, because they're always going to pay fucked up service fees and they're going to get bumped up on price as it gets closer to the event.
Yeah.
Mines are going to stay the same. So mines are going to be always cheaper. So get them from me. So hit me up on the DM on my Data Crux. Like, mostly hit me up on my Instagram. If you're gonna like do anything yet, that's where I'll actually respond. So my DM's in my Instagram at Data Crux.
Alright, well, you know what, I think that's the perfect segue. Why don't you just tell them, like, all your social media info, give them your plugs, you know.
Right.
While you do that, you know, I gotta prepare myself for one of my favorite things besides interviewing you, playing the game, you know, like, this is the first time. He's never, like, when we were doing Dick in the Box, I was doing riddles.
Yeah.
So we're not doing, and then I was doing Would You Rathers. Like, so I flipped it.
That was fun.
So now I don't even do you want to do Would You Rather? I could do Would You Rather. It's going to be disgusting, though. You already know my Would You Rather. To start out with flowers, then we end up in poop. So, you know, but, you know, like, let's just stick to what the podcast has been so far. You know, like, well,
yeah,
I'm going to get ready for the sevens and just let people know where they can find everything, all your socials.
Cool. So, what helps is following me. Instagram has been really pushing, and it's actually the number one, like, downloaded app. So a lot of people are using that. So Instagram, my first one for Data Crux would literally be at Data Crux. The other one would be at Time Bautista, and lastly would be at B Cryptic. That's BCRYPTIK.
I mean, the people that, or you could just find, I'm gonna put all that info on the description. I only do that because, I mean, some people are like, they're audio people, or some people are more visual.
Right.
Just in case you don't want to go on the description, you could just find them there. But I'm also gonna put all that info where you could get the tickets, his social, you know, all that, like the event, the name of the event, or where it's gonna take, all that info is gonna be on the description. But go look them up, man. Come on. Tickets at a more, I don't want to say cheap, what's another word for, like, cheap? Thrifty? No, not thrifty. A more affordable price.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely more
affordable. You know, more affordable, and you get the same experience as if you would get it online.
Yeah,
and
you get physical tickets.
Yeah, so yeah, and then, like, better, you know? These things are nice. I'm thinking of not giving them to you now, because they're really nice.
Just make copies of them.
Like, people, like, you know, usually you go online, like, so you go to StubHub and you got to print them out. Not these. These are physical. You can put them on your board. If you have, like, a board where you put all your, like, all the concerts you've been to, you could add these, and they're physical. They're really nice. They have the little, like, hologram looking thing. So it's authentic. You know, right there by the little sticker.
Right.
All right. Well, this is the time to play one of my favorite things called Sevens. All right, guys. For any new listener, if you don't know what Seven is, it's a game that I stole from the Never Not Funny podcast. I didn't really steal it because I paid for the game, but it wasn't made for me. It was made for that podcast. Essentially, it's it's 7 questions. You have 7 seconds to answer each question, so it's a total of 49 seconds in total.
Sweet.
So the whole goal is you have to get the high score. You know, I like to do this because at the end of the year, I'm gonna give my guests with the high score, I'm gonna give them something. And if you seen the pictures on my Instagram, you saw what I gave to the Las Dos Almas. I hooked her up, all right? So the high score for the podcast is 32, set by Marty Moose. He's the author of the 21 Miles of Scenic Beauty and then this Oxnard. So if you want to go back and see how he set the score, just go back to his episode. But why am I even taking you there? Stay here. Stay here, guys. So basically, every second is a point. So the quicker you answer it, the more points you get.
Sweet.
So the genres are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s, and their corresponding music, stand-up, superhero movie, action movie, comedy movie, rom-com movie, award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Man. All right, so go for something that you feel I'm going to be good at, because since I'm giving you the clues, you got to think about me. All right. Unfortunately, I'm not the best at most of these genres, but if you've heard this, I mean the podcast, then you know which is the one you're supposed to get, or the one that I do the best at. So what genre would you want or you know, choose?
The topic of music would be too obvious, so I'm gonna go with like superheroes.
Ooh, okay, well I guess you don't want to win, but all right. Yeah. All right, so like I said, 7 seconds, 7 questions. The backstory of somebody, like a superhero, what's it called there?
Background, story, life.
Not like, it's a movie with Tom Cruise, I think, or Keanu Reeves. They're racing on the bus.
Oh.
The villain of Batman, the strong one. I think he wears a mask. I grew up in the darkness.
Oh my gosh.
I'm okay, so super. And like, he's the villain of Spider-Man. It's not dirt, but it's. Okay. where Thor's from. What's the land that he's from?
I will never guess that.
He's Fantastic Four. He's the guy, the scientist. What's his name? I just said the
Thing?
Okay, he's the villain of the Daredevil. He's fat. When you're the leader, you're the.
Yeah.
Fuck, Jose, what's going on?
I'm such.
You literally got 0.
There's 7 seconds per. I need more time.
No, I mean I can't switch up the rules. All right, so 0.
That was Kingpin.
All right, so I mean, good thing. Yeah, it was. So, I mean, good thing that you have 2. So, you already know how the game works. Hopefully, that helped. So, I'm going to pick for you, all right? So, we're going to do general, all right?
Okay. All
right. Same rules. At least say something.
Nah.
Goal.
Soccer?
Yeah. What's this?
Socks.
Not the PlayStation, but the?
Xbox.
Well, how we exchange this for goods and services. It's
money.
Paper. It's where all the presents are. It's in the, like, it's made out of stone. All the presents are there.
Oh, is that?
Not a square, not a rectangle.
Triangle? Circle?
Yeah. Sphere? No, circle. Where we go to, like, not Earth, but the outside?
Mars?
No.
Universe?
No, outside. Space? Yeah. All right, well, you did 18. You had 18. I don't know if maybe it was my clues. The mic got away from me, too. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so it was soccer. It was sock, Xbox, money, Mount Rushmore. That's where all the presents are. Rushmore. On a rock. Not a square or a triangle, but a circle. I think that was a fucked up. I could have maybe gave you a better for that one. But not Earth, but it's outside. It's outer space. I think you said space. I was going to give it to you, but it was too late. All right, guys. Well, I mean, I had fun. Hopefully, you guys had fun. I enjoyed myself. And come on, free tickets, guys. All you got to do is add me and add Data Crux on Instagram. And, yeah, that's it, guys. Easy money. easy money. And Jose and Datacrux, I guess, he's gonna treat us to a song, an exclusive song at the end of this episode. So make sure you stay tuned, all right? Yeah. But before that, I'm gonna give you my plugs. All right. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. All you gotta do is look up letmeknowpod@gmail.com. All right. If you have any comments, maybe you want to be a guest, maybe you have you want to add a segment, maybe you have an idea for a game, maybe you have a question that you're too shy to ask me on Instagram, send it to me to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. All right, email me. Maybe you're an artist yourself and you don't want to come on, but you want to you want your music featured somewhere on the podcast. Just go ahead and send it to me to my email, and I'll make that happen. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, please, I know I say this every week and I know it might sound like a broken record, but please go on Instagram, go on iTunes, go on Stitcher, wherever you're listening to me, and rate me on iTunes. It's 5 stars, and make sure you leave me a review, please. The more reviews, the more stars I get, the more visibility I get, and the more exposure that my guests are gonna get. So you might not like me, but please do it for my guests. You know, I'm trying to help them. You know, at the end of the day, that's what this platform is for. It's for them to have like a little spotlight, to have a little spotlight shine on them, and to tell their story, and to, you know, to be exposed, you know, to the world. So please help me by helping them, by helping me, by leaving a message. I'm not a message, by leaving me a review on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to me, even on SoundCloud. Just leave me a comment in between, like wherever you like. Maybe you said, haha, you were funny. Fuck it. Like, I'll do that. I'll take that. Please talk to me, guys. I'm lonely.
Help.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, if I have stickers. So if you would like a sticker, send me a DM or just send me an email. Easy, for free. No charge. I'm not even going to tell you that I spend more money doing this, but whatever. You know, I just like, I like that you guys are asking for it. Thank you for everybody that has asked for a sticker. I've done my best to send them out as quick as possible, but I like to have like more than one person like ask me, that way I can send more than one, you know, because it's pretty sad sending one envelope. You know, I like to send one or two, you know, so don't be shy. I don't bite. I don't even really personally don't even know you. So just ask me for a sticker. I'll make that happen, you know? All right, but don't forget, please add me and Jose. And how am I going to know if you did it, right? Durr. All right, so add me and Jose. And at the bottom, comment done, all right? On Friday of the following week, I'm going to announce the winner, all right? So stay tuned for the exclusive. All right, bye. Thank you for letting me be part of your day. Till next time. Bye.